From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says she has a lot of questions to ask Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when the two meet next Tuesday. McCaskill plans to ask him about his views on workers' rights, health care, and reproductive issues. She expects her vote to be a controversial one.
In a way, it frees me up to look at Judge Kavanaugh and his record and to ask the questions I want to ask and then decide what I think is right. Missourians will expect me to be able to explain it.
Her Republican rival, State Attorney General Josh Hawley, says McCaskill's vote will be a top issue in his campaign to defeat her for re-election. He strongly supports Kavanaugh. A jury has awarded Missouri prison guards compensation for work they performed before and after their shifts. A Cole County jury on Tuesday awarded $113.3 million to 13,000 current corrections officers, or to those who worked at the department since 2007. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports legal filings in the case say the guards weren't paid for entrance and exit procedures they must perform every day, even though they are in uniform and are expected to respond at any time. The spokeswoman from the Missouri Attorney General's office says the lawsuit involved procedures used by the Department of Corrections over several years and administrations. She says the office, which has been defending the state in the case for several years, disagrees with the verdict and is assessing the next step. Nearly $3 million federal dollars are going to community health centers in Missouri. The Department of Health and Human Services awards the grants based on quality improvements. Those include how well centers did on measures such as addressing health disparities. Caroline Day is a doctor at Family Care Health Centers in St. Louis, which received $108,000 in grant money. She said in the last year, her clinic has worked to figure out what's keeping people away from their clinic.
So we really reached out to patients who aren't coming to us, you know, and tried to figure out, you know, what's keeping them from us and really thinking about the different social determinants of health.
Federally qualified health centers must offer services on a sliding cost scale and to people regardless of insurance status. The Columbia Police Department plans to station more officers downtown in an effort to curb crime in the area. The Columbia Missourian reports Columbia Police Department Chief Ken Burton says the department is using overtime funding to make sure there is a visible police presence downtown. Officers will be drafted from a list of those who haven't worked as much overtime as other officers. Burton says the department has the money available for extra overtime. An increased number of officers will begin patrolling the downtown area starting tomorrow. The plan will be evaluated for effectiveness. There has been a spike in shots fired incidents downtown in recent months. Since July 1st, there have been 5 shots fired incidents compared to a total of 18 in the previous 6.5 years. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.